Thank you and good morning. Firefighters from both Arcata and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke and fire coming from a building at Fred's Body Shop at the Indianola Cutoff on Saturday evening. Arriving fire crews found fire and smoke coming from the roof vents of a metal building, as well as fire in the back part of the shop. The fire was brought under control in 15 minutes, but firefighters were on scene for more than an hour and a half, and traffic through the area was interrupted while the fire was put out. The sprinkler system in the building kept the fire from being far worse, and combined with an early discovery of the smoke by a passerby, prevented far more damage. The cause of the fire was found in a malfunctioning paint recycler, and damage was estimated at about $6,000, but the business will remain open and operating. The names of the suspects arrested are very familiar to law enforcement agencies in Humboldt County, and for anyone who listens to the news, the names will ring familiar as well. As part of a months-long investigation, officers with the County Drug Task Force arrested seven people last week and confiscated more than 750 marijuana plants, 250 pounds of processed bud, hash, methamphetamine, heroin, and a large amount of cash, along with evidence of drug sales activity. Among those arrested at locations in Eureka were Shane Goodrich and Kane McIntyre and Fred Herr, all men with long rap sheets and arrest records. Officers also arrested Timothy Stockoff, who along with his son Joshua Stockoff were previously arrested during sweeps of the Devil's Playground. Sua Vang, Chen He, and Nu Yang were the others arrested in the bust, and all those arrested faced possession, possession for sale, and other charges. The Headwaters Fund Board has an opening, and for those interested in serving on the board, you'll need to get your application packet into Headwaters by Friday. The Board of Supervisors will make the final decision for the appointment to the board position, and qualified applicants will have experience and expertise related to overseeing a large public trust fund. For more information, check the Headwaters website online or contact the Prosperity Center in Eureka. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impact that public safety has on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. The City of Eureka has been working with officials from Humboldt County and the County Department of Health and Human Services to develop long-term strategic plans on how to handle the homeless and transient population in our area. Eureka police have focused on eliminating the criminal element from local homeless campsites, most notably the ongoing operation to clear out the encampment behind the Bayshore Mall, the Devil's Playground. Both efforts highlight an issue that can be difficult to solve, and it's one that needs to be addressed from more than one angle. While police arrest the most violent and those with outstanding criminal warrants, the question of how to assist those who have no other place to go remains. Public safety is about more than just more cops and more arrests. It's about ensuring that all citizens get the best public service they can in our communities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the past 6 months, the Eureka Police Department has focused increased attention on the Devil's Playground. The latest law enforcement sweep conducted last week was specifically targeted at the criminal element that was using the homeless encampment as a convenient place to hide. Eureka Police aren't finished with the area, however, and Captain Steve Watson said that the final goal is to clear the encampment permanently.
We posted all the cams that were coming back the week of April 27th, and anyone left after that, they're going to be required to move. And what we're going to try to do in the meantime is not only continue to give them ample warning, but we're going to set up a situation where various service providers and resource groups are available to the individuals down there.
The Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall is part of Watson's command, and the action conducted last week that resulted in the arrest of 27 people was his operation. But he now says the focus changes to one of helping people find a place to live.
We're also looking for a temporary place to send these people to so that when we do come through, they have an opportunity to go temporarily someplace else. We'll buy us some time to, again, try to get some of these individuals either back home where they're from or into some kind of at least a temporary housing situation so they're not just dispersing out into other neighborhoods and parks and backyards.
The police portion of the operation is just one facet of an ongoing search by both the city of Eureka and the county to find workable solutions to homelessness in the community. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.